In 2017, JCPenney and Maryland Field established Windrush Estate Winery in the emerging wine region of Hockley Hills, about an hour northwest of Toronto. The winery is named after the Windrush River Valley in the Cotswolds. It's on 68 acres with breathtaking views and a unique chateau and a state-of-the-art winery. An incredible staff as well. Not only is Windrush producing award-winning VQA wines, but also supporting the community thanks to the LEED program and the Windrush Foundation. And with us this afternoon to talk about wine, the world, and a vision for a better tomorrow is founder and educator Marilyn Field. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So great to have you along, and lots to talk about here, Marilyn, including your LEED program. But tell us why, after your time in the arts as a teacher and entrepreneur, that you turned to grapes.
Well, first of all, walking on the property, there were wild grapes growing everywhere. And so my husband, JCPenney, and I felt that as entrepreneurs, we had to do something with our land. And it looked like grapes would do very well here. As well, then we had Adama Winery down the road. We went to them, having done a winery for 8 years. And the Adamos came here, said, look, we have the same terroir. If we can do it, you can do it. So that was the beginning.
Marilyn, explain your mission statement to us. What is it and where did it come from?
Well, each bottle of our wine contains the fruit of the land, the tenacity of entrepreneurs, and the passion of John and myself as visionaries who want our youth to triumph over adversity. And we want to share that with you.
I love it. We're looking ahead to late summer, autumn season. We're learning a little bit about your region and your story. Any pairing that you'd be willing to suggest to us here this afternoon before we get into the foundation?
Yes, actually, when we first went to the Cineplex VIP Theater, where our wine still is on the menu when they're open again, my husband and I were sitting there. He was having dessert, which he's not allowed to have at home, which included cinnamon donuts.
Right. Wow.
Yes. And as the movie went along, he was picking up his cinnamon donuts and realized at one point there were none left. Looked over to me and I looked back to him and declared that with Pinot Noir Reserve wine, cinnamon donuts go perfectly.
Winning the 2021 gold medal Pinot Noir at the London, England International Wine Competition. You've got a nice Chardonnay as well.
Absolutely. That's been made by the legend and dear friend of ours for so many years, Jim Warren. So we're so excited that he came on to help us really get started by lending his name and his expertise to what he is best known for, his Chardonnay.
If you're just joining us, Marilyn Field, founder of Windrush Winery in Hockley Valley, creator of the Windrush Foundation, is with us. You've had some incredible experiences as an educator. You've traveled, you've worked in the arts world, and you've had a lot of incredible success stories lifting up young people. Tell us why you're so passionate to launch this foundation and what the LEED program is and how it all works around the Windrush philosophy.
Well, you're right. I've spent so many years in arts education. As a teacher, I learned from the kids themselves. In Scarborough, in particular, was where I started my teaching, that the arts meant so much to the kids. It gave them a chance to see themselves with hope and with promise. You know, as a young teacher, I would show up at school at 7:30 in the morning, even in the middle of winter, and there would be a dozen kids waiting to go into the school at that time, some of them even in bare feet, but with huge smiles on their faces because we were going inside and they were going to be joining me with music and dance and art. And their marks increased so much more because of this time that we had together doing the arts. And that's what taught me that we had to do more in our arts education than what was being offered in the schools themselves to really get the kids, particularly those who have been challenged with life already in their young years, to see that they do have inside themselves the strength and the courage to be their best selves, because to create takes more courage than anything else in life. After 25 years of doing arts education programs that have gone across the country and even outside of Canada, it seemed to the right time right now to begin the program LEED. And LEED does stand for something. It stands for listen, empathize, act, and drive. So what LEAD does is it works with schools and teachers and arts educators across the country and helps the kids do special projects using the arts and incorporating into that at the same time these pathways of values of listen, empathize, act, and drive. With that, there needs to be, of course, funding.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where the Windrush Foundation comes in, because as an arm of the winery, Windrush Foundation can help to provide funding for all of these programs, which, of course, the schools have so much difficulty with.
Tell us how people can support LEAD going forward.
I think one of the best ways will be through the Windrush website, Windrush Estate Winery, and going and buying wine there. By the way, when you buy a case, it gets delivered to your house for free. Every bottle that is sold does go to support the LEAD program in arts education through the Windrush Foundation.
It's a great initiative. Again, here are the websites, youthleadarts.com, if you'd like to learn more about the program, the arts program, and then to purchase that case, to purchase that bottle, knowing that it's helping out arts across the country, it's windrushestatewinery.com. And Marilyn Field, founder of Windrush Winery, alongside husband J.C. Penny, great to speak with you here this afternoon, and what a wonderful initiative. And it's just so great to look at a company like this already providing cheer, but then going the extra mile with a program like this.
Let's put smiles on the kids' faces.
That's our look at the arts here this afternoon. You're with the New Classical FM.